KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Energy regulator NERSA has given the green light to Eskom's tariff increase. Direct customers are set to pay up to 12.74% more from next month, while municipalities will see a rise of 11.32% from the 1st of July. The tariff hikes are part of Eskom's strategy to recover approved revenues and address financial challenges. NERSA's Charles Hlebela says a meeting with stakeholders was held last week to finalise the increases.
The decision has taken into consideration the comments raised by stakeholders, which include the impact of the approved retail tariff plan, the development of a long-term strategy to deal with cross subsidies, and consideration for different cost structures.
In other news, the Msunduzi municipality's financial performance will come under scrutiny this week. Financial watchdogs will be reviewing the city's 2023-2024 annual report this week, with the first leg taking place this morning. It's after COCTA MEC Tulasizwe Buthelezi launched forensic investigations into three municipalities over allegations of maladministration, fraud and the abuse of municipal assets. Anthony Waldhausen, who's with the Msunduzi Association for Residents, Ratepayers and Civics, has questioned some of the funds that were allocated for salaries and overtime payments.
The fact that the municipal manager, the CFO and the audit executive at the municipality all received bonuses for this year that was under review, but the fact is that the Auditor General gave a damning report to state that the municipality received a qualifying outcome, which means that how can you actually give staffing that are actually responsible for the actual running of the municipality bonuses when they actually are getting qualified audits? I mean, this is what we're asking for. I mean, how can you pay staff actually underperforming at the moment?
Further afield, the Rwandan-backed M23 rebel group says it won't attend today's peace talks with the DR Congo government in Angola. It follows EU sanctions on some of its top brass, but Kinshasa says it'll participate despite the M23's announced no-show. The group, which has taken vast swathes of the DRC's mineral-rich east, yesterday accused certain international institutions of deliberately sabotaging peace efforts. And Donald Trump says files relating to the assassination of former US President John F. Kennedy will be released later today. JFK was shot dead while riding in an open-topped car in Texas in November 1963. Former Marine Lee Harvey Oswald was suspected of his killing, but was shot dead before he could be brought to trial. Trump had promised to release all remaining files during the election campaign.
We have a tremendous amount of paper. You've got a lot of reading. I don't believe we're going to redact anything. I said, just don't redact. You can't redact. It's many pages. Is it 80,000 pages? It's a lot of stuff.
And back home, showers and thundershowers are expected across KZN this afternoon. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Richards Bay 28 and Pietermaritzburg 24. I'm Newswatch's Tamasha Kanyi.